Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not fooled by the facts that you got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now you have a lot. No matter where you go, I know where I came from. I'm down to earth like this, rocking this business. I've grown up so much, I'm in control of me. You have got me laughing like I love my friends and my public. I took this, I can't forget to stay real. To me, it's like breathing. I'm not fooled by the rocks that you got. She's just you from the block. Yeah, she used to have a little, now she has a lot. No matter good, where I go, I know where to come from. You knew I had to do it. From in living color of movie scripts on the 6th of J-Lo to this headline clips, I stay grounded, I hear my zero. When I'm real, I thought I told you I've really been on a quill. That's just me, nothing funny, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see, and what you see is radio MSSP. I hope you enjoyed that little special treat. We kind of had a break off yesterday, so we're coming back. We want, and since I got American Idol on in the background, I kind of wondered what would it have been like if, you know, if I could have gone back stronger. Like, if I could go back to this generation. Now, you might still see me on some reality shows in the future. Right now, I'm really focused on Cal State Northridge. If you don't know, I got accepted into the music industry program at Cal State Northridge. I had to audition for this. Do you know how nerve-wracking that is? I've done so many auditions, and there's been a lot of auditions that haven't gone my way. Clearly, American Idol was one of them. You know, I don't regret my time, though, on American Idol, because it got me to this point, and I got some good promotion out of it. And when you set out to try to promote a company, and people are still talking about that one moment back then, you know you did something right. So for what they did for me and MSSP, I am eternally grateful forever. So, I did a rap in my audition room that I did a sort of did a semi-original piece to. It was an original beat where we were remixing some acapellas of Michael Jackson. This is King of Pop featuring Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, MSFP crew, and Primo. Hope you enjoy. Coming to you right next, here on Radio MSFP. Coming to you on Radio MSFP. Just uploaded so many songs here on Radio MSFP. Sorry for the stalling. Radio MSFP. Here you go. Peace. Enjoy.
Like it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This the hot spot.
Uh-huh.
You know how I like it. Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
This the hot spot.
Uh-huh.
Feel me though?
Yeah.
Skipper, y'all.
Skipper,
y'all. So hot, huh?
Yeah, so hot.
Getting hot, hot on her, yeah, I can see.
And it says the original, baby. We got the king of pop on this one. Young and old.
I said, let's go. She was out the door.
See a little sweat dripping down my neck. Just so sick inside me. That hot, 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 hot. Won't stop. Nah.
So comfortable.
So comfortable with the king of pop. I wanna be the king of hip hop. No disrespect to the mighty pop. I'ma do it nonstop. I'ma do it, dance my way through it. Don't screw with it. Ha ha. You know who I be. Big Stats. Big Stats. Yeah, they call me Big Stats. Big Stats. Yeah, they call me Big Stats. MSFP on air only exclusive of the song King of Pop featuring MSFP crew Primo, Janet Jackson, and Michael Jackson at two different ages. Yeah, that was him singing at the end as well. You know what? This next song was a song that got a lot of hype. Although one of the judges even said the song title coincidentally to me in my audition room. But not while referring to the song, but there was a song I referenced. And I'll be honest, during my time on Idol, I was still developing up my company. So there were certain industry practices I was naive to. My cousin had a record deal, and his deal fell through, and he was fortunate enough to work with the legendary Chaka Khan. I asked for distribution rights on his music, which he agreed to do. However, I wasn't familiar with the proper procedures and write off. So this right now, even though I had previously stated this was available, this is also a Radio MSFP exclusive. I think a few copies of some CDs on Amazon might still exist, but I can't really promote those legally. And any sales that are made from that, I want to look at sales reports and actually donate the sales that were made for during that time to the Chaka Khan Foundation. This is Shy B featuring Chaka Khan with Let It Go.
When I was a kid though, I always thought that when I go clap, well, I get outspoken, tatted on my back. Some wild Jamaican chick just ratted on my path. She was locked up same time. Twin towers, yo, rich to hate hours. And bitch, I was since I was the type to sit right for 10 hours, couple clicks got hit. Like it's been hours, guess it all falls down. I guess it all boils down, you can get up, turn your life around me. I did a 180, then some made me get up out my bed, hit my knees and start praying. Never stop saying that I love my mother, been honoring my pappy. Since I was a little scrappy, my mama wouldn't have me. Half raised by my uncle, half raised in the jungle, looking for streets to run through, it was me. The whole time I was running, it was me, man. Look, I was a crazy little kid. I always thought the music could save me, but I never thought that, well, that I'd be a part of the movement to save the music. But as I say, it's one love, it's one God, it's one time. Like no other. Two sisters, no brothers. Always wished I could sing. A young stud getting washed in the kitchen sink. My face covered in sauce from hot chicken wings. I never thought I'd talk, man. What was I thinking? All my pops' brothers was gangsters and athletes. Almost threw up when I tried out for the track team. I messed up. Got a page for some night gas. Loved every rapper's dream. Never really cared. I ain't make no money. When I came home, I looked at my face all funny. And I was fighting the world, she couldn't take nothing from me. Never trusted no girl, till I found the right one for me. Pops ain't raised no dummy. And even though I act a fool, she a sixth grade teacher, never went back to school. It's all cool, it's all ironic. And when it's awful, but don't worry girl, I'm on it. Well, life ain't
it really hurts me to see you know, killing yourself, drinking in that noon and cocaine, you know, all early and shit, and I don't know how. I think you're pretty much in a state of mind when you're not seeing the whole picture and how serious it is. And it's your life, but there's nothing I can do to help you. Please let me know if I'd love to do it. I got a lot of love for you, man.
Woo! That was Shy B with the one and only Miss Monster from the Masked Singer herself, Chaka Khan, on the track Let It Go. And, you know, both me and Michael at different times in our lives have had negative press written about us. I remember this one article that was written up about me during my time on American Idol. Matt Big Lies Frankel. Now, let me set the record straight. There is only one skit and one skit alone in that entire audition package. And I will admit to it, I said to the cameraman, you know, what would be cool, and this is something I would totally do. I could be pantomiming that I'm on a phone call trying to lock in a tour. So there's a scene about that. And that's the only thing that was an act. I will be 100% honest. That part was an act. Everything else, yeah, it might have been overhyped. But, and yeah, at the time, like I said, I may have been naive to certain industry procedures. But the rest of it was, I was bringing 100% factuality. And I always wanted to set the record straight on that. And also that I felt in that audition room, because some of you may know that there's an ongoing beef with me and Randy Jackson. And basically what that is for me about is I felt like he spent more time judging me on me saying I was a freelance music producer. The work that I did with MSFP, he never heard. So who is he to judge that work? He has the right to judge me on my audition. And, you know, he did a little bit of that. But he did a lot more of trying to judge me on being a freelance music producer at the time. And I still do some music producing, but, you know, I also go to school. I also am a healthcare worker and a security guard. And, you know, one day I will be able to dedicate my life entirely to entertainment and philanthropy. That is the goal. You know, it's like I say in the MSFP crew song endorsements. Even without a grand, y'all recognize that I'm still a fucking brand bitch, still a fucking brand, still a fucking brand bitch, still a fucking brand, still a fucking brand bitch, still a fucking brand. I am a brand. I'm still a brand. Alright, we're gonna close out the show with a Michael Jackson mega mix coming to you shortly. A Michael Jackson mega mix coming to you shortly here on Radio MSFP.
On the floor, 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Ha 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 ha
We got lost in the zone. But you know, here we'll do anything, anything for you. So we'll make it up to you. Here's Dramarama with Anything, Anything.
Tonight, please just tell me what the hell is wrong.
And I can't think of any way to end the show but for this crazy train with Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train. Sorry. So we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.